From crawl spaces to vaulted attics, he's seen it all, and he's giving you his advice free of charge. It's a beautiful thing. Now, back to Rosie on the House.
On a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House, where we answer your questions about home remodeling and home improvement. Let's bring Ryan into the conversation, calling from the Phoenix area up along South Mountain. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, man. What you up to today?
Well, hanging out for the holiday weekend. I hope everyone, all your listeners and yourselves, are having a good holiday weekend.
Well, we certainly are, and I as well hope all the listeners are too.
Great. So my question is, I recently bought a home down here, and we've been doing some work, and one of the items on our list is the fireplace. It has a, what I believe is a ceramic tile surround, and a hearth also with the same tile.
Okay.
And it was, I got to be honest, it was already ugly, and now that we've done the interior painting, it's absolutely hideous. So what we're wondering is, rather than demoing the tile and putting something new there, is can this tile be painted? I believe it can be, but is there a process, is there a type of paint that we need to do this to give it a fresh look?
Yeah, and it's ceramic tile, so it's a pretty glossy finish on it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Not like a natural stone that's porous or anything like that that would grip the paint.
It has that natural stone look, but it does, and I'm touching it right now, but it definitely does look like ceramic tile.
Okay. Well, I don't know what you're up to today, but the PPG Pittsburgh paint stores are open till noon today. And if you get to one, you're at South Mountain, there's one at 2962 West Thomas.
Oh, great.
Might not be too bad. There's also one on 725 South Madison, right there at the I-10 curve at the Broadway curve. It might be an easy one for you to get to as well. They have a product called Gripper. Okay, and then you're going to clean the tile really well with some trisodium phosphate, rinse it off real good, make sure all the trisodium phosphate's off of it. Then you're going to apply this Gripper primer, and then you'd be able to paint over the top of that. And it would certainly give you a new look for something a lot less worrisome than replacing, tearing the tile off and regrouting and...
Great. And I'm sure they can tell me if it needs to be a latex or
yes.
Is there a type of paint I need to be.
That's right. Now go, before you go, run over to the computer and get Rosie on the House up on your screen and clip that coupon for PPG. You'll get it at Painter's, you'll get it at a discounted Rosie special price, okay? There you go. Sounded like he had the time. He was trying to tackle that today. So they're open through noon today. And the coupon, Jennifer, the coupon offer is good through the end of the month. So
through tomorrow, but they're only open today till noon.
Oh,
And also, you have to spend $100 to get that discount, which I don't think he's going to do on one can of Gripper.
No, that's true. But he says he's remodeling the house, so he may need some other paint as well.
Yeah,
some drop
cloths
or paintbrushes or
latex
something like that.
Latex gloves, painter's clothes.
But it's a neat little offer. Again, I got it in the mail because I was a contractor, and we asked PPG to expand it and let all the Roseanne House listeners take advantage of it. And we've gotten some emails just this week where people were saying how grateful they were for being able to buy the best paint on the planet at a contractor's cost. Makes a big difference. Saves you a little bit of money.
Did you want to cover debit cards, I thought?
Debit cards. Well, we were talking a couple weeks ago about identity theft and fraud. And Jennifer did a little bit of study here on how we should be shopping in this holiday season to protect ourselves a little bit.
Well, we talked to Ken at Data Doctors, and his advice was basically don't ever use your debit card unless you're going to go to an ATM and withdraw money. But there are so many shysters out there now that can put little things on the cash registers and things so that when they run your card, they can capture all your information. So you want to stay away from using your debit card in the big retail stores. Also, you know how you find small vendors that have maybe their phone with that little white clip on top or iPad.
Yeah.
Those are perfectly safe. They don't have one instance that they can that they know of where that it, has been stolen off of.
It's kind of too small of a fish
for
someone
care?
To go hack a retailer that may have 1,000 customers versus Home Depot that probably is 50% of homeowners have used their debit card there probably in the last year and a half.
Yeah. Or you're at a farmer's market. There, you know, nobody's going to be able to get that away from them to put those things on there. Also, using your credit card gives you a layer of security because if someone does steal the number, your credit card, you'll get your money back much quicker using your credit card. You just report it. And a lot of times the credit card people will call. It happened to us last week. Are you in Georgia? No, we're not. Okay, that's not you. And they just take it off. So
yeah,
you can't get it on your debit card. It goes right out of your account and it's gone forever.
I've certainly become a big fan of LifeLock. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. I would pay, and we've got the enhanced package for Jennifer and I, and it isn't that expensive. That's why we bought it.
No.
But it just for the junk mail it cut down in our mailbox, it was worth it for that, but also as well for the protection. One more hour, Rosie on the House, 10 to 11 o'clock. If you're trying to tackle a project this holiday weekend, give us a ring. We'll see what we do. Can't help you out.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.